Thank you, Dr. Freiberg. Doctors Hench and Kendall are here with us today. Dr. Hench, what's the latest word on Compound E? Just how does it work?
How it works is still a question, Mr. Davis. Perhaps the real significance of our work has been in showing that rheumatoid arthritis is a reversible illness, and that we have found a chemical compound which makes it reverse and the patient improves. Apparently the cause, at least of rheumatoid arthritis, may be a disturbance of the hormones in the endocrine system rather than some infectious agent, as we used to think.
Well, Compound E produces dramatic results in patients.
Yes, but we have much to learn about its action. My feeling is that we're on our way. We're not on home plate. Perhaps we're on second base, to use a baseball expression. But a few months ago, we didn't even know where the baseball park was.
Well, we hope someone hits a home run soon, Dr. Hench. Now, here's Dr. Kendall, the biochemist of the research team of Hench, Kendall's, Slocum, and Poley. Just what is Compound E, and if you can tell us, just how does it work?
Well, Mr. Davis, the full chemical name of Compound E is 17-hydroxy-11-dehydrocorticosterone. You can understand why we give it the simpler designation of Compound E. It was the fifth in a series of hormones isolated in my laboratory from the cortex, the outer layer of the adrenal glands. The isolation of Compound E was first accomplished in 1936. By the way, Compound E is not the same as vitamin E.
Well, why hasn't Compound E been used earlier for rheumatic diseases, Dr. Kendall?
Because it is one thing to isolate a complicated hormone, and quite another matter to make it available in large amounts. The adrenal gland as a source of Compound E can be dismissed as inadequate. A promising scheme was to start with one of the bile acids and rearrange this substance into Compound E. This was first done by Dr. L.H. Sard of Merck & Company in 1946, but the method was impractical for large-scale operation. Two more years were required to devise a practical method to prepare Compound E.